Hi everyone! Thanks for tuning in to Traveling from the Couch. I'm your host, Laurel Baycote, and this week, I'll be sharing how you can travel through learning about the origins of your clothes. This is a bit of a history episode, which is different, but I'm very excited to share what I've discovered with you all this week. Many items that you may consider staples in your wardrobe could originate from places that you didn't realize. Comment if you know the origins of some of your favorite styles or clothing items. Alrighty, let's dive in. First is a hat. I realize we have a lot of shoes, so I'm going to start off with something that is not a shoe item. The first item is a hat called churro. You may not have known the name of this hat before, but you've likely seen it. Currently, since it is winter and where I am, it is very cold, many people are wearing hats. And this type of hat, not only does it cover your head, but it has flaps that cover your ears. And those flaps have strings attached to them, and they can tie underneath your chin. And often they have another string at the top. Now, I had no idea that this hat is an Andean style hat. A-N-D-E-A-N. One of the items that this style of hat's made out of traditionally is alpaca, because alpaca's fur has wool-like qualities that help to insulate its wearer from the harsh elements in the Andean mountain region. So, hats have been used by the indigenous peoples of the Andean mountain region for thousands of years. And wearing different types and colors has a significance among certain Andean natives. So, that is the first item. Now, the next item, while it's less exciting where this item originated, I don't think I realized what made it popular. And this next item is the leather jacket. In the early 1900s, aviators and members of the military wore brown leather flight jackets. And during the Second World War, the garments became known as bomber jackets and were heavily insulated and prized for their warmth. The jacket was often part of an overall uniform ensemble meant to protect bomber pilots from exposure to the extreme climate conditions found at high altitude, and often incorporated sheepskin, using the intact fleece on the inside for warmth. Additionally, Russian Bolsheviks commonly wore leather jackets, which became a quasi-uniform for commissars during the Russian Civil War, and later for the members of the Cheka. That is leather jackets, my friends. Now we're going to dive into shoes. I mentioned already that we had a lot of shoes, and you will see what I meant. So for starters, Wellington boots. Wellington boots, I've seen a lot of people my age wear during the fall especially, or maybe spring. Whenever it's rainy outside, I feel like I see a lot of Wellington boots. Now, Wellington boots in contemporary usage are waterproof, and they are usually worn when walking on wet or muddy ground. But originally, the Wellington was a common and necessary safety or hygiene shoe in diverse industrial settings. For heavy industry with an integrated reinforced toe, protection from mud and grime in mines, and from chemical spills in chemical plants, and from water, dirt, and mud in horticultural and agricultural work. That makes sense, but I had never heard that before, so that was very exciting. This next clothing fact I was very excited about, particularly because the origin is French, and as you may remember if you've listened to previous episodes, I am learning French, so I was very excited to hear this. Denim is this next item. Denim was first produced in the French city of Nîmes under the name Serge de Nîmes. Do you hear it? Denim derives from Serge de Nîmes. De Nîmes. Denim. Which just means serge from Nîmes. Serge is a type of twill fabric that has diagonal lines or ridges on both sides. So that was the most exciting fact to me. Denim, first produced in France. Alrighty, our next item is UGG boots. You probably right away think of the brand UGG, but UGG is actually the name of the style that the brand UGG based or rooted their shoes style in. UGG boots are a unisex style of sheepskin boot originating in Australia. The boots are typically made of twin-faced sheepskin with fleece on the inside, a tanned outer surface, and a synthetic sole. The term UGG boots originated in Australia initially for utilitarian footwear worn for warmth, and they were often worn by surfers during the 1960s. And in the 1970s, the boots were introduced to the surf culture of the United Kingdom and the United States. They began becoming a big fashion trend in the US in the late 1990s. And worldwide, mid-2000s, that's when they became a big trend. I feel like I've not seen as many people wearing UGG boots since coming to college, but I remember back in middle school and high school, UGG boots were all the rage. You'd always see competing brands. I think Bear Claw, a knockoff brand. Nonetheless, very popular style, but it seemed to have died down a bit, so that's interesting. All right, we've got a couple more for you. The next item is clogs. Now, clogs are just a type of footwear made in part or completely from wood. And clogs are used worldwide, and although the form may vary by culture, within a culture, the form often remains unchanged for centuries. Traditional clogs remain in use as protective footwear in agriculture and in some factories and mines. Although clogs are sometimes negatively associated with cheap and folkloric footwear of farmers and the working class, some types of clogs are considered fashion wear today, such as Swedish träskor. That's probably what you've seen people in this past decade wearing. I think since coming to college, I have seen a lot of people wearing different varieties of the Swedish clog. I now want a pair myself, and one of my friends had a pair of clog boots, and I asked her, oh, those are lovely, how much do they cost? And it was a couple $100s, and I'm not willing to dish that out because I am a college student. If anybody would like to donate clogs, I'd very much appreciate it. I'm kidding. And last but not least, we've got one more pair of shoes. Doc Martens. You've probably seen somebody wearing these, whether it's somebody that you personally know or somebody just passing you on the street. Klaus Martens was a doctor in the German army during World War II. While on leave in 1945, he injured his ankle while skiing in the Bavarian Alps. He found that his standard issue army boots were too uncomfortable on his injured foot. While recuperating, he designed improvement to the boots with soft leather and air-padded soles made of tires. When the war ended and some Germans recovered valuables from their own cities, Martens took leather from a cobbler's shop, and with that leather, he made himself a pair of boots with air-cushioned soles. So that is the beginning of the Doc Martens that we know now. This is another pair of shoes that I would like to buy myself. I realized since coming to college that boots are a go-to shoe item. So there we have it, folks. If you all think of any clothing items that you would like me to search the origins of, let me know, and we can get connected on social media. Please comment on the post and let me know where are some of your favorite clothes from. Or if you do not know, like I said earlier, let me know, and I'd be really interested in finding out where they come from. Thank you again for listening to Traveling from the Couch. If you enjoyed what you heard today and would like to keep up with me and when I'll be uploading new content, please give this podcast a follow on Instagram at Traveling from the Couch. Once again, I'm your host, Laurel Bacot, and I'll talk to y'all next time about another travel-inspired activity. Bye!